Okay, Tracy Roberts, and then Gail Delahunt, and then Kira Redmond on the Hydro Mod issue.
Good afternoon. I am the Environmental Resources Coordinator at Monterey County Farm Bureau, and I wanted to clarify that the Ag Water Quality Coalition is a regional organization, and there are some watershed coordinators from farm bureaus and other organizations that work directly with the coalition on various projects. But I am an employee full-time with the Monterey County Farm Bureau. I just wanted to clarify that. And in light of your efforts to kind of reevaluate where you are and how to get back on track with the public process, I wanted to read this letter. I asked two of my board members, water committee chairs, growers, to write some things, and so I brought that for you. But I also wanted to say before I read any of it that we're not assuming that everyone on the Ag panel would agree with every word in that letter. Certainly, there may be some people who don't feel comfortable doing that. But we do still beseech you to look at the group that got right back to us and said, thank you for doing this, you know, the researchers. Lisa from the Sanctuary was very supportive of all the language. But again, SIPA, the Sanctuary conference being this week, she did not have time to get this to the higher-up person. Nathan, who was here earlier from Environmental Defense Center, he did say that although I agree with most of the language in there, some things I might not be as comfortable with, so we won't add our names. And then Ben and Steve did not respond. So not sure why that is, maybe vacations, maybe other things. Actually, Steve is on the Grand Canyon. He got a permit to go on the river, Colorado River. So with that, I just wanted to clarify that. And I really want to support the board's idea of some board workshops, some open board workshops, and as much time as available as possible. 2 to 3 hours, unfortunately, probably will not be enough. There's some technical issues, not just process issues, that really need to be brought to light. And it would be such a huge value for you to get to take the time to hear more from your staff, more from other maybe scientists and researchers in the community. We did do a panel outside the Ag panel process and had four researchers come and talk to growers in Soledad. About 50 to 60 people showed up. And there were people like Tim Hartz from UC Davis, Michael Kahn from UC Cooperative Extension, Brian Hunt from Granite Canyon Labs. And they had some very, very salient and useful reality checks about feasibility of moving forward, both on nitrates, on toxicity, and on groundwater. So I'm not saying you have to use those people, but we weren't successful in getting an ag technical group to our ag panel. We asked for that. I think there was, you know, concerns about a blue ribbon panel, and maybe ag wanted somebody that would only talk about ag. It just never happened. So I'm hoping that technical information would come to those workshops. Would you like me to read just a little bit from these guys? Basically, they're...
You could quickly summarize it.
Okay. Basically, they would be, I didn't know about this analogy, but they would be the cows that have been in the herd all the way along. We are growers farming vegetable crops in what have come to be known agricultural watersheds of concern. Over the past couple of years, we've experienced several shifts in priorities and emphasis coming out of this regional board via the staff. This has been confusing. In a very short period of time, regional board staff communicated high priorities to be first toxicity, then organophosphate pesticides, then sediment and pyrethroids, then riparian buffers, then nitrates in groundwater. We understand that data may show each of these is a concern. However, we ask that staff work more diligently to be clear and consistent with their messages and work more openly with the agricultural community to establish goals that are reasonable and achievable, not just visionary. The efforts that we and other growers have made demonstrate how seriously we take this board's mandate to keep the focus on improving water quality. We would like to be allowed to focus on finding solutions rather than completing paperwork or being forced to submit private monitoring information. And I did want to let you know that the Quail Creek Watershed Group is receiving an award tonight. I'm really excited that we'll end early so I can go back and see these guys accept an award. They started a watershed group in the late 1990s. And I've been working with them all along in 2008 and 2009. Sarah Green from Preservation, Inc. and myself And another outreach person from Orica, which was the manufacturer of LandGuard, the enzyme that breaks down organophosphates into less toxic parts. The three of us worked with the growers to do some really amazing projects. Basically, the thought process was there. It was a planning process. How would you like to do this? Each grower went and implemented the projects. We monitored their tailwater from the farm before and after the projects were implemented and found some very good results. It was the process that was very successful. That's why they're getting a collaboration award. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Ms. Roberts? Okay. Thank you. Gail Delahunt.
Most people butchered the last name. Gail Delahant with Western Growers Association. Thank you for letting me speak. I'll be very brief. I just want you to know that Western Growers grows, ships, and packs 90% of the fresh vegetables and nearly 70% of fruits and nuts for the nation. We're very happy to grow the best medicine in the world. We're 100% behind our growers here and in what they've done. They've accomplished a tremendous amount of progress, and we're supportive of that. We thank you today that it sounds like you're supportive of that process also, and look forward to working with you in the next few months. I want you to know, too, that I was part of the Central Valley Project and the long-term irrigated lands waiver, and I would love to offer what we know in that program to this process also. Thank you.
Thank you. Kira Redmond. Last speaker. And this is on hydro modification.
Yes, but I do want to clarify about the letter. While Ben Pitterly, who's on my staff, who's been participating in the Ag advisory panel, is out of town, I saw the letter before today, and we would not have signed on to it. And while I can't purport to speak for Steve from Monterey Coast Keeper, I don't imagine that he would have either.
Okay.
Can you hang on just a sec, because I'll put you in the stack with the HydroMod folks.
Okay, sure. You want me to come back?
Yeah, because we're not done with.
I didn't know there were more cards.
For HydroModification.
Okay.
Different
All right.
topic.
All right.
Different topic.
Okay. I thought we were done with that.
No. Well.
I thought.
Yeah, she was talking about ag after all.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be helpful to get, if possible, a little bit more consensus from the board in terms of your wants and desires with the workshops. What I heard already is that it sounds like maybe two workshops. I think, Mr. Jeffries, you mentioned two workshops, both of them being separate from if we have a July decision meeting, both of those workshops being separate from that meeting.
Yes.
Okay, and we'll shoot for a north and a south. We'll remain to be seen if it'll work with having the first workshop as part of the regular December board meeting. We'll see how that pans out with the rest of the agenda.
Mr. Chair, I think it's really important if this ag group that's putting together their own proposal that we get that. Did that be timed so that we get it in time to look at it before one of the workshops, maybe the last workshop,
okay.
So that there can be at least one of the workshops after we get their proposal, so that we can deal with maybe at that workshop the differences or work out some of the differences, if there are differences, between what the staff wants. And
That was something I wanted to address in terms of going forward and making progress and working together, that one of the things that will work better, much better, is if instead of handing documents, whatever they are, handing them to the board at the time when we're supposed to be listening to you, if you provide those ahead of time. We've had the agenda out for 3 weeks. It's been a month since the last ag panel meeting, and it seems like there would have been time to provide such a letter in writing ahead of time. Certainly going forward, as far as the workshops go, it makes sense, as Mr. Shallcross says, to provide any written materials that you have, even if it's a work in progress, but whatever it is up to date, provide it in time for us to mail to the board members so they can digest that prior to the meeting, because then otherwise it's like you're expecting them to sit here and read documents and listen to you at the same time, which doesn't work. So
this is a real pet peeve of mine, and just to let people know, when they turn in documents at the board meeting, they don't get read by the board. I mean, they might wind up in the file, but, you know, the board meeting's over at that point. So just to let you know.
So get those in, and we understand you're saying that you expect to have a complete proposal by April, but as Chair Young was saying, give us the progress. There got to be some points that you've worked out in the meantime, and so you can provide those ahead of time, provide those in writing so the board has a chance to review those. We have a chance to provide some staff feedback in the materials that the board can read prior to the workshops.
Okay, and we can do that. But I want to caution one thing. We're happy to put the proposal forth. We are hesitant, however, to get staff involved in it. And I want to say that, you know, I respect staff. They do their job. But we've been bogged down with staff for over a year. And we asked, in early of 2008, the ag community asked if we could start working on the new ag renewal. And it wasn't until December that we got the letter from Mr. Briggs saying we're going to start the process over again. So I don't want you to think that we have been waiting around until now to get our proposal out in April. Had we known what we were up against, we probably would have started a little bit sooner, but we were looking forward to working on another program that would work, and it just hasn't done that. But I think that because of the direction staff has taken on this particular waiver renewal, we are hesitant to get bogged down with staff again, and we would be happy to meet with the board. And I know that I know there's certain protocols you have to go through, and staff will be given at the same time, but agriculture is about one step away from going off the brink and not coming into the table at all. And we want to come back, but we want to have a meaningful discussion with the board on what we can do.
I'm trying to advise you on how to have a meaningful discussion with the board. And Gary Shallcross, board member, just reiterated that.
I understand. He asked that we get it on time, and we will do that. But I don't want to get bogged down.
I don't care who you meet with or who you don't meet with. But if you have some ideas you want to put forward to the board, bring it to the board.
We will.
You could do it all by yourself without talking to anybody. I don't care who you're dealing with.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. We do care who we talk to. So
well,
thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Merrill, before you leave, just a couple of comments. Mr. Shallcross kind of addressed it. But if you can get this information, all you, whether you're ag or environmental groups, if you can get this to us before so we can have an opportunity to read it and digest it and ask intelligent questions during your presentation, it'd be a lot easier for
us. No, believe me, I completely understand that.
The second point, Mr. Merrill, let's look as today is the beginning, and let's not reflect to the past. We'll start anew. You've heard from the board. I think the board is pretty united in having the workshops and listening to the issues. We are the group, this board here will make the final decision what goes into the ag waivers. We have to have staff to do some background information for us. They have to keep us in line with the laws that are required under the state of California. So we have to have, we can't cut out the staff. I hope you understand that.
I understand
well
completely.
You can't cut out your staff.
I understand.
So what I'm asking you, and to build a trust with ag again, let's start from today. Let's don't keep going back under the bridge again. Let's move forward in a positive direction. If you can get us any kind of ideas, and I was pleased that you stepped up and said, we have some solutions, instead of just standing up there and criticizing. That's important because we hope to solve those solutions and make those solutions work in the future. So again, what I'm asking you is for your organizations, all of your organizations, whatever they happen to be, let's start from the beginning and let's work forward to an end that we can have total consensus as we did in the past.
Agreed.
And I think that's our goal.
Agreed.
Okay?
Agreed.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me add to that, Mr. Merrill, because I want this process to be productive. We don't have the collective expertise to weigh into some of these technical issues. That's why we need staff to do this. And I know you would like to not give staff your proposal and just give it to us, which you can do if you want. I mean, that's your prerogative. However, when I get something that staff hasn't seen, one of the first things I need to do is say, okay, what's your response to this? And so let them go ahead and criticize it any way they want. And the board is going to weigh in on that on its own and decide what's real, what isn't, and what needs to be done. But it's going to slow us down if we can't move it along in that fashion. So
no, I understand.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to look at it with an open mind and we can move ahead. I don't want to do the mistakes of the past over again.
Right.
Well, I'm with you 100%.
Okay, good.
Just one final comment, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
To Mr. Merrill, and not particularly yourself, but to everybody out there. And I hear this all the time, and I'm sure the board members hear it. We send you letters and we don't think that you get them. If you address them to the chair of this board and board members, we will get a copy of those letters. I can guarantee that. Okay? And they will be passed on to us. So don't think just because you send a letter in that we're not receiving them, because we do receive them. And especially if you address it to the chair of the board and the board members, we will get a copy of those letters.
I got
even
one.
If you send it to us directly, the first thing, if you send a letter to me directly, the first thing I would do is make a copy of that letter and forward it on to Mr. Briggs so he could put those letters out to the rest of the board members. But it'd be much easier if you sent it to our office in care of the chair, and we'll get those letters. Okay.
Can I just
appreciate
add to that?
It.
Francis, sit down here. Just so everyone knows, this is a pending matter before the Regional Water Board, and what that means is that ex parte communications with the board are improper and illegal. So if you do want to give any information to the board, you can do that, but you must do it through the executive officer, not directly to the board members. It's not appropriate at this time, at the status of this matter, to be having individual discussions with board members about the ag waiver. So all the information needs to go through the executive officer, but he will certainly give it to the board members without changing it or whatever. The board members will see exactly what you provide, but it can't be by individually communicating with board members.
Yeah, what you do is you send it to Mr. Briggs, but then ask him to provide copies to the board.
Okay.
And he does that faithfully.
We will do that.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. O'Malley, did you have some comments? I saw you with your hand
yes,
up.
Yes, I
didn't
want to
leave you
patiently.
Out of it. Yeah. Go ahead.
In some ways it's a reiteration, but I did, as a new board member, want to encourage you to come back, bring the herd back. I think the board is very interested in your input. I did get all the letters, and I did read them all. However, as was pointed out, it's a very nice process developed that if we get the information in early, staff has a chance to respond to it, and then you see what their response is, and you have an opportunity to respond to that as well, and then that all comes to the board, and I think that helps in the process. So I think it's clear that the executive officer knows we want to hear all input on this, and we're going to be actively involved. I appreciated a comment made by the gentleman representing the Environmental Defense Center, as he said, you know, he's certainly concerned with environmental issues, but he's also concerned with the viability of agriculture. We've seen what happens if an entity is not viable. Usually the environment suffers as well. We need to have that partnership, and we know how important agriculture and tourism and other items are to our state's economy. We have to look at all those issues. So I'm encouraged. I think, you know, you really can hear from the board. We want to work together with all stakeholders, and we want to not have a lose-lose situation. So I encourage you to follow the process, get that input in early. I'm looking forward to seeing it, and we certainly want to make it work. I would offer input, too. I'm glad we are going to hear back early on, because I would not rule out putting more time into this. We've said it's a top priority. We're directing staff to make it a top priority. I think we have to be prepared that early on, if it looks like we need more time, let's take more time. If we need to extend, as was suggested, we need to be open to that. But I think we want to be, I think the sooner we make things predictable for everyone, too, and we see a path, that's going to also help build trust as well. So I'm encouraged, and I think we're moving forward. So thank you for your input today.
Well, we appreciate that. And I want to say the board has always been, we appreciate the board's support in Nature with Agriculture. You've always been supportive of it. And
yeah.
We want to remain a partner, and we need to work together to make this work. One goes away, it's not going to work.
Well, so. And I just will reiterate, too, I appreciate all the input that I've heard in the letters. I do also appreciate staff's expertise. I think it's unfortunate that for whatever reason we got where we were, but I think the board is saying we want to get back working together, and we value all input, and we do look to staff to give us some direction. So
good. Well, it's a new day, as I say, so thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
Mr. Chair, members of the board. Hi. Just wanted to remind you that the number one next step that we told you about this morning was that staff is intending to secure a revised public input and stakeholder process.
Right.
Please direct us to do that and follow through on that, accounting for what we talked about today about board workshops, as well as accounting for how best to talk with our stakeholders about how best to secure, now that we know what they're up to, their input in a timely manner and in an open way that allows the best combination of information to come to all of us and before you.
Okay. You know, one thing that occurred to me in terms of the workshop format is whether there's any formatting that we want to take place. Like, I would like all data to be, you know, have been shared. I noticed someone gave us some graphs here of some decreasing trends of either nutrients or pollutants. I don't know if staff has that, whether that's the same data set, a different data set.
I don't know who it's from or where
it's from. But
I apologize for that. This is a Christian Preservation. We submitted a letter which you received and was distributed to staff. Staff distributed it to everybody in the Ag panel. This was just contributed yesterday. I apologize.
The three pages of charts that I handed you today, I gave to Lisa McCann, who distributed them to your board. I want to make sure that staff has them. I will distribute a full set of them, not just three pages of them. I didn't want to overwhelm everybody with 27 pages of charts and graphs. We'll distribute that to staff. Preservation Inc. has always distributed all of our work to staff. There's really no way to go forward unless we make sure that all the information, whether it's good or bad, is communicated to staff, because we are conducting what I believe is a viable, scientifically viable monitoring process. And if we don't deliver the information to everyone, then that would put that process in question.
Okay.
The reason it was delivered today was because of the press of time and getting this developed. We didn't have time to, it took a long time to create the program to do the analysis.
Okay. I just want to make sure that when we start speaking during the workshop and discussing things, that we can't get off first base, and that is, what's the data look like?
Preservation Inc. will work with your board and your staff to make sure any information that we have, any research that we've done, or any monitoring we've done is available before any workshop, so that it's and not available just to your board and your staff, but also to the members of the Ag panel and people who participated in this process. So everybody comes in here with the same database, and we're not going to play favorites with anyone else.
Great. Well, I appreciate that.
I apologize for the late delivery of that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You.
Okay.
I think the staff is still asking directions on workshops, and my suggestion is to have one in the south part of our, either San Luis Obispo, and the other one be up in the northern part, the Salinas-Watsonville area. Now, can we fit that in between April of 2010 and now?
Can I clarify what I was asking?
Yes.
But the answer to his question is yes. Go on.
Yeah. Sorry. Just if you would just direct us to come back to you with the proposal for how to accommodate these workshops and other public participation forums, rather than continuing to discuss today details of that. There are a lot of considerations that we've already started to make. We've heard some more today. We are planning to develop a defined public participation process in the next couple weeks.
So I understand
that. We'd
be
happy to put that out to you and to the public and work with our stakeholders to figure out what's meaningful in the time frames and with the desired input.
So what I'm hearing, we're going to have some discussion. It'll be on the December agenda, but again, as part of the staff report for that December meeting, you would have an extended plan of everything else, and there'd be an opportunity for input on that, and we could then finalize right. that at our December meeting.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That'll Do work. It.
So be it.
So be it.
Wait.
Oh, we're going home.
Oh.
Okay, we're done.
Okay. Woke up John.
To me, that decision, that's
okay.
good.
Okay.
The last point I want to make is several folks have talked about consensus, and board member too said consensus makes the board's job easier, which is certainly true. If we have items on our consent agenda as we did today, that certainly makes the board's business easier, although I will remind the board that on many occasions we have items on the consent calendar and board members pull them off the calendar. So just because everyone else agrees doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the board has to adopt or should adopt. And by the same token, consensus is nice, but it's a kind of a loaded term. It means different things to different people. Some of the permit holders who were not contesting permits today had issues with the permits. They chose to kind of go with the flow and not contest them. They could live with them, even though they may not have agreed with certain points. And I think that's certainly going to have to be the case with this ag issue, is to think that everyone who's involved with it is going to agree on every point is simply wishful thinking, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think that's realistic. Keith, I think were you the one who, no, Kevin, you were pointing out eliminating toxicity may not be realistic because you can't always eliminate everything in today's world. Well, I don't think we can eliminate all objections to all points that should be covered in the irrigated ag order. So I think we have to be careful about saying that we're looking for consensus or directing us to not bring anything to you until we have consensus or anything like that, because most of the issues that the board deals with, it's nice, but it's not reality. We didn't have consensus today with the castles. So sometimes the board has to make tough decisions when we have folks on either side of the issue. Even if there are rare instances, there could be consensus on this side, and yet the board's responsibility is to, as you said, uphold state law and to include something that maybe is not popular with everybody, with anybody who's interested in the issue. Another aspect of agriculture of sorts is the timber industry. And as you know, the board has certainly taken actions that have not had the consensus of all parties involved by a long shot. Nevertheless, I think it's been a fairly successful program. So just a word of warning about expecting too much with that loaded word of consensus. With that, yes?
Chair Young, I also yes. would just like to add one more point.
Go ahead.
To Lisa, in considering kind of an outline for what's going to happen, if you could also, in some fashion, explicitly address the process in terms of achieving transparency. I think that's going to be an essential component so that everyone has a chance to respond to that as well, so that needs in terms of input and, you know, how that actually is going to take place. And I realize it's hard to lay it all out from A to Z, but at least to give that a spot on the list as a very high priority. I think it's going to be essential to rebuilding the trust, the issue.
Okay, I'll move on to the next part of the executive officer's report that I said that we were going to talk about. Thanks, everyone, regarding agriculture. Yeah. It sounded like Rowdy Yates was up here for a while.